Well, Father, as you look around the church tonight, you see new faces. You see hearts that are hungry for you. You see those, Father God, that are trying to get as close to you as they can get. So, Father, I'm asking you to just do a powerful works within this sanctuary tonight. And, Father God, we invite you, your Holy Spirit, your Son Jesus, your angelic host. We invite all of heaven to come and reside within this building this night and to do a great mighty works in your people. And, Father, we yield to your Spirit right now. Whatever you want to do, Father God, is fine with us. And, Father, let everything that's being said be the truth and nothing but the truth. And let that truth fall on hearts that are open and receptive to your truth of your word. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I was reading through the, I didn't have a message, all right? So I went home this afternoon and I had to pull up Chuck Pierce's service he had the other night. And God gave him a prophetic word, you know, he gave to the church. So I thought, you know, our church needs to hear this too. So let's listen to this. I am beginning new cycles for you. I brought you here tonight to celebrate the cycles that I'm going to do in your life this year. I long to encourage you, so I will be taking you in 8-day cycles throughout the year. Do not get weary in the warfare that tries to stop you from moving forward, but endure with me for 8 days as you overcome and watch the breakthroughs that I will bring. Now let's read that again. Do not get weary in the warfare that tries to stop you from moving forward, and a lot of people have. But endure with me for 8 days as you overcome and watch the breakthroughs that I will bring. Do not back away from the infirmity spirit that would try to overtake you. Celebrate in 8-day cycles and spirits of infirmity will leave you. Do not allow the economy to dictate your supply line. Watch me give you creative ability to be sustained when the enemy tries to stop you. I will send people into your path. I will send new jobs into your path. I will send that which you need to open up your supply line in the midst of the enemy resisting your supply. Supply will come this year. God has promised us that as we walk close with him, he will take care of us. And we wouldn't have to fret and carry on when everything that's coming down right now comes down. And God told us that the body of Christ was not ready for what was coming, and it's here, and the body of Christ is not ready, even though God forewarned us over and over again. Then he went on to say, I am setting your path in a new way tonight. Watch as you go from breakthrough to breakthrough to breakthrough, and even new beginnings will spring up in your path. And then Chuck Pierce says, during these next 8 days, I decree your time as being aligned in God's new cycles to triumph in the year ahead. Now, that was the end of his. Now God started. All right, now this is what God spoke to me. Children, along with these new cycles comes new assignments of a magnitude you have never witnessed before. Children, along with these new cycles comes new assignments of a magnitude you have never witnessed before. You shall walk in the supernatural realm 24/7 with miracle after miracle abounding on all sides. You will have an anointing like Peter. Your shadow will heal the sick, cleanse the leper, and set the captives free from all demon oppression and possession. Whom I choose to bless, no man can stop, and I have chosen to bless each one of you beyond measure. Now, he gave me this afternoon, and it's for the Lighthouse Church or anybody that's listening, all right? So he said, whom I choose to bless, no man can stop, and I have chosen to bless each one of you. How? Beyond measure. God said, align your words with my words, for my words have power. From this day forward, now listen to what he's saying. From this day forward, you shall walk in the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit, and whatever you speak shall come forth. Shall. My son Jesus spoke Holy Spirit words, and he walked in a magnitude of power like no other in his time frame. This is what God wants for us. We are the remnant church. God's been dealing with us. He's been cleansing us. He's been just doing all kind of things to us. And it says here, my son Jesus spoke Holy Spirit words, and he walked in a magnitude of power like no other in his time frame. We are in a new era. God is doing brand new things. And he wants you guys who have been going through the furnace of affliction more times than you care to go. He wants you to be walking in a magnitude of power that others are not walking in. Are you hearing me? And as we line up with God's word and we walk in that power, and then we take that power to others and others, it'll be like a fire that you won't be able to put out. God said, when the darkness covers the entire earth, you shall have lights that are bright enough to dispel the darkness. Remember, he worked with us about our lights quite a few times. When the darkness covers the entire earth, you shall have lights that are bright enough to dispel the darkness. And as the darkness dims through your fragrance on the earth, you shall see the harvest come into the houses of worship. As we yield to God and the fragrance of God goes forth, then we're going to touch the multitudes, the lost and the dying that are out there. Those that are hungry and thirsty, and they're going into drugs and all kind of addictions, trying to be satisfied when it's Jesus that they need. And you and I are going to take that to them. And I'm hearing God say, you're in a time frame that the church has never been in before. And so because of that, you're not going to know which way to walk. But as you stay close to the cross, keep your ears in tune to his voice, he will tell you exactly where to go and how to go and when to go. All right? So then I ran across that Hanukkah is often referred to as the Feast of Miracles. I didn't know that. All right? And so what is God doing? He's wanting miracles, right? And we're in Hanukkah. So Hanukkah is often referred to as the Feast of Miracles. We need to step into this miracle realm right now and watch Jesus move in the miraculous. And that's what I said, all right? Tonight, I really prayed hard this afternoon. I said, God, please allow miracles to work through the people tonight. So I just want you to just realize you're sitting here tonight, just to let God just start moving through you. Let his Holy Spirit take full and total and complete control of you, and then allow you to perform the miracles. You know, the Holy Spirit will perform them through you. But you have to be willing and obedient to allow the Holy Spirit to use you for the miracles. All right, then God said, I am coming as a flame of fire and a mighty rushing wind. No one can stop the wind nor put out the flame of fire that is being sent abroad at this given time. So we have the wind in us. We have the flame. We are the flames of fire, and nobody can stop us. Only we ourselves can stop us. God has spoken. He has decreed, and it shall be. All right, Psalm 104, verse 2 through 4 says, the Lord wraps himself in light as with a garment. He stretches out the heavens like a tent and lays the beams of his upper chambers on their waters. He makes the clouds his chariot and rides on the wings of the wind. He makes winds his messengers, flames of fire his servants. Right there it is. It's in the word. We are flames of fire. And God has been dealing with us with years upon years upon years by dropping his fire into us. And we should have that fire in us. And all God is waiting for is for us to say, I want to release it. I want to be the vessel that you're performing miracles through. And that is not being, that's not being haughty and high-minded. God wants us to be vessels that he can work through. All right? Somebody sent me something on the email this afternoon, and it was Benny Hinn. And the part was that this young man was wanting to rededicate his life because he walked away from God. And I watched as Benny Hinn worked with him, and I said, any one of us can do that. All we have to do is just do it. You know, I was watching him, and I thought, you know, the true power that I know was not there, but because Benny Hinn was willing to open up his spirit and let God work through, or wanted God to work through him, I didn't watch the whole thing, but he was ministering to this young man and his girlfriend, or wife, whatever she was. I thought, we can do this. We just have to be gutsy. You know, and just do like he did. You know, and just say, God said, speak it into existence. Didn't he say there, or haven't I gotten there yet? All right, then God went on to say, listen for my still small voice of instruction from this day forward. Do not take one step unless it is my voice directing you to move. And then he said, this is also elimination time in the body of believers. I am eliminating all those who refuse to line up with my word. They are a danger to the sheep, and I must remove them. You know, God's in control. And God told me, he said, anything you place your hand to do, I will do. If you walk out there in faith and you just say, they're going to be healed in Jesus' name, you did your part, now God will come and do his part. But we're not bold. You know, we're bold when we get out there in the streets and act like fools. But we're not bold when it comes to the power of God. We're sort of ashamed that to even try to use the power of God. All right, God said, the time is ripe for the first fruits to come forward, and I am making a way for this to happen. Well, this in the Bible is what I've looked up. In the Bible, first fruits refer to the first converts in an area who are a testimony to God's power in salvation. You know, we are the first fruits of those that go out there and let the power of God work through us. Are you really ready tonight to walk in the fullness of the Godhead, to walk in miracles? Aren't you tired of just sitting around doing nothing? You know, God said he was going to drop his glory in the fall. And I'm pretty sure it's this fall. And so we better get a moving, because I think Brother Allen told me fall is going to be right after the revival. So we have to get on a stick if God's going to use us to do what he said he's going to do. All right. Then God said, in this given moment, all mankind is up for grabs. The enemy is moving to take all of mine that he can. You must be rooted and grounded in my word and know who you are in me. Let's read that again. In this given moment, right down this second as we're talking, all mankind is up for grabs. The devil's trying to get me. The devil's trying to get you. He's trying to get everybody he can before the glory drops. The enemy is moving to take all of mine that he can. You must be rooted and grounded in my word and know who you are in me. A lot of you do not know who you are in Christ Jesus. And that's why when the enemy comes to torment you, he knocks you off your feet. I mean, none of us like to have the enemy come at us. And we're not going to be standing there, you know, just laughing in his face. I tried that, and that doesn't work. You have to be strong in the Lord, and you have to know who you are in Christ. You have to know what God has spoken over your life. And you have to let the devil know, you're not making me back down. You have to stand your ground. God said, as you yield your all to me, I will sustain you in every area of your life. As you yield your all to me, I will sustain you in every area of your life. This is not the time to hold things back from your father. Why don't you girls take that little bit, Holly, for instance, take that little baby back to the office, whichever one's fussing. Thank you. Everybody's watching the babies, and they're not getting what I want you to get. All right, God said, I'm repeating it again. This is not the time to hold things back from your father. God said, I know all things, and I know exactly how to lead you through this maze of life as you know it. Trust, little ones, you must trust me with all that you are. I can and I will lead you by the still waters, and I can and I will fight your battles for you as you become totally connected to me. I have called you to be an influence in a darkened world, an influence for good and not evil, an influence to lead the lost and dying to the cross. God has called you to lead, not have somebody lead you. God has called you to be on the top and not on the bottom. He calls you to be the head and not the tail. How come the body of Christ is always allowing the enemy to make them the tail when God said you're the head? You're the one that yields your vessel to the enemy to use you like he wants to. He's always going to come at you, but you're going to have the word that God has, prophetic word that God has spoken to you, hidden in your heart. And when the enemy comes after you, use that word against the enemy to let him know what he's not going to do to you. Remember, God told me, he said, the enemy is going to do, he's going to do everything he can to you, but the only thing he can't do is kill you. And so when the enemy come at me, he said, I'm going to kill you. I said, no, you can't kill me. God said you can do everything else, but you can't kill me. What did God tell the devil when he asked for Job? Do anything, but you can't kill him. Isn't that what he said? So the enemy has full reign over your life to do whatever he wants to do to you to try to get you out of God's will. But he can't kill you. So what you have to do is when he's taking you through these little, I don't know what you would, voyages, I don't know what you want to call them, valleys or whatever, when he's taking you through these deep, dark places, you have to know with security of heart that he can do all that to you, but he can't kill you. And while he's performing all this dark stuff in your life to prove to God that you'll leave God, that's what the devil's doing, God is keep upholding you and he's keeping you safe. And he has his angels camped around about you. So you really have nothing to fear. Absolutely nothing to fear. You're going to have to fight. My Lord, I see you mouthing it off out there in the street. You know, like with my kids, I see them get their mouth going, you know, fighting, you know, each other, you know, other people, not in the household, but each other. But why don't you fight the devil that's trying to take you out? Why don't you use that same energy to fight him and let him know he can't have you? You know, this is not a walk in the park. This is fighting for your life. This is fighting for what God has prophesied over your life. If you don't want what God prophesied, then go ahead and let the devil steal it from you. That ball's in your court. You know? God told me one time, daughter, somebody threw the ball and it wasn't me. In other words, somebody had talked me into doing something in a church that I couldn't even control kids. And God said, I didn't want you doing this. So what is it in your life that the enemy has brought into your life and God never wanted to happen? But because you're allowing it to happen, it is destroying your walk with God. It's keeping you from your destiny. That each one of you in here tonight, you need to know that you know that you know that you want God first. That's top priority. Then you have to know that you know that you know that the enemy is going to try to pull you out of the will of the Father. And then you're going to have to know that you know that you know you're going to have to fight if you're going to win the battle. Remember, God told me you're in a tug of war. I'm pulling one way. The devil's pulling the other way. It's up to you who wins this tug of war. You know, I could just say, this isn't worth anything and let the devil have me. Or I can say, I'm going to fight to the end. I'm going to finish my race and God has me. We're always going to be in a battle. That's just how it is. And if you're truly sunk your teeth into Jesus, the devil's going to come at you like God told me he's coming at you, daughter, with everything he has in hell. And he did. He really did. And he said, but you'll make it. I have faith in you that you'll make it. See, God has faith in us. He has more faith in us than we have in him or even in our own selves. All right? So God said, I have called you to be an influence in this darkened world, an influence for good and not evil, an influence to lead the lost and dying to the cross. So I looked up what the Bible said about influence. It's our actions and words should promote unity and reflect the grace and acceptance we have received through Jesus. The power of influence is undeniable. It shapes our choices in every aspect of our lives. Your life is all about choices, good choices or bad choices. Everybody in here has made bad choices. I don't care who we are. We've made bad choices. And then what happens when you do that? You have to pay the price. You know, God lets you walk through that bad choice. He wants you to get good and sick and tired of that choice so you won't do that again. But he lets you walk through it. And you might cry out, God, take this thing, take it. No, he's not going to take it. He let me walk through a bad choice for one whole year. And it was awful. But then just like that one day he took it. Because he told me not to do something. I said, I'll do it if I want to. Don't ever tell God that. That's about stupid. And then he's, okay, you want to do that? You're on your own. Some of you in here, you're on your own right now because you made bad choices and you didn't care what God said to you. You were going to do it anyhow. That's the wrong thing to do. Tonight, God wants each one of you to settle within your spirit man where you're at. Are you truly in that place where you want God to work miracles through you? And if you are, then your life should be cleaned up. You should walk in holiness and righteousness, and you can't go back. And you should be fighting the enemy with every fiber of your being and winning the battles, not losing them. And the closer you get to the Holy Spirit's in here right now, just let him move through you. The closer you get to being one with Jesus, the harder the enemy is going to fight you. Are you listening? And you dumb women in here think you need a husband. What you need is Jesus. You don't need a husband because your marriage wouldn't last. What you need is Jesus. Same way with you men. You think you need a woman? No, you don't. You need Jesus. Then once you find Jesus, then God puts everything out, puts your house in order. So you have to determine tonight, what do you want most out of life? Do you want all that God has for you, or do you want what you want for yourself? What the devil's trying to make you believe you need. God's saying again, the ball's in your court. God said, he's saying right now, I'm sitting on my throne and I'm high and lifted up. But I have invited each and every one of you to come up into this place with me. And many of you have only come so far and stopped. He said, you have to make a choice. Either you're going to go the rest of the way up or go back down. And tonight you have to make that choice. When the glory drops, signs, wonders, and miracles are dropping too. And God needs vessels that are yielded to him totally and completely, 100%. And they have to be pure vessels, walking in holiness and righteousness. You know, if you're really following God, God will let you go walk through every aspect of life, good, better, and different. And he does this to prepare you for those that you're going to have to minister to. But then don't use that excuse. Well, God has me here because I have to get out of here. You know, come on. I mean, God had me walk through things that really defiled me. In my mind, my mind doesn't go there. And I said, God, why do I have to walk through this impure thing? He said, because that's what the world is. It's defiled. And you have to know what you're coming up against. You have to know what they're going through. But if you're weak, God's not going to do that to you. He only does that to the strong. Because if you're weak, you would crumble and fall into that thing. But if you're strong in God, you won't crumble into that. You'll rise above it. Remember when God told me about my second husband? I don't want you to go down to his level. I, I, had you two marry, because I want to bring him up to your level, because so he can one day sit in heavenly places. He's in heavenly places. I did not like what I had to go through. I did not like what I saw. I mean, it just about destroyed me. But God kept me. He kept my mind. And whenever you're walking, when you're not used to filth and you walk in filth, your mind gets affected. You know, because your mind is pure and it only thinks about Jesus. Then you get into the filth, and then that's when the enemy comes in. And the enemy starts trying to make you like him. Some of you in here tonight, you know what I'm talking about. You've been there. You might be there right now. But God doesn't want you to stay there. He wants you to be a vessel of honor that he can work through so he can use great signs, wonders, and miracles. And you know, God had us, had me call the revival, when the light shines. Isn't that what it is? When the light shines. There's so much in that, so much in that. And the only way the light can shine is if you're totally saturated with Jesus, because he is the light. And then you have Jesus in you, and then the light's there, and then that light shines forth. Jesus shines forth. And when Jesus shines forth, it changes lives totally and completely. God said there's always ground rules. Ground rules in everything you do in his kingdom. And the reason why some of you have failed is because you haven't followed his ground rules. You made your own, and you got yourself into a mess. Right now, tonight, God wants to break your ground rules. And he wants to saturate you with his ground rules. So right now, if you know that you've been following your own, making your own ground rules, let God have that right now. And then tell him you want his ground rules to rule and reign in your life from this point forth. Now, when you walk in miracles, you go ahead and let God work on that. But when you walk in miracles, you don't have to make them happen. You know, that's why I quit laying hands on people, because they said, she pushed me down. No, I don't have to push you down, you big lug. You know, it's your life, not mine. And it's you that's either going to go to heaven or hell. And when I make an altar call, you know, I used to always lay hands on people. And God told me, Dave, you're going to start doing that again. But I wanted you to know that I wasn't in this thing at all. It was all the Holy Spirit. And he's the one that knocks you down. But last week, or whatever day it was, we walked on the rock and everything, and little Paul came up here, and he stood there, and he was really frozen on that rock. But he said to Isaiah, he said, I couldn't fall down. He said, fake it. Just fake it, he said. And I said, no, you don't tell anybody to do that. So you tell your son not to fake it, okay? I have seen people do that, and I'm thinking, why do you do that? You didn't get nothing. You might as well just stood there and walked back and got you in your seat. Don't ever fake it. And this is why I tell you, when I say, raise your hands, that's the first thing you do is yield to the Father. And then when I say, you got to just take it, because some of you stand there, and I see the Holy Spirit just drop right on you, and you're just standing there, and then you give into it, and he takes you. You know, if somebody's pushing you down, kick them. You know, don't let anybody push you down. I remember one time I went to visit Roddy Howard Brown when he was up here in Newark. And, you know, I was standing in line, and for some reason or other, he took a liking to me, because we went to pastor's meeting. And he walked down the line, and he just touched people, you know, and he touched me, and I just stood there. He went down about six people, he came back, and he said, Barbara, why are you standing there? Take it in Jesus' name. He didn't touch me. And I fell right on down, stayed there for quite some time. But, you know, he knew that I had the Spirit in me. And I don't know why I didn't get it, but he came back so I could get everything God had for me. Are you understanding these things? So I don't care who you are. Just don't be shoving people down. Good grief. And I see you stand up here, and if somebody stand up here, and you just stand in front of them and stand in front. I say, sit down. You know, if it doesn't take that long to receive the Holy Spirit. You know, if they don't go down in at least 5 minutes, then they're not going to get it. They're not ready to get it. And you're not going to make them get it by standing there in front of them with your hand on their head or whatever you're doing. I don't do that. Because I know who does it. It's the Holy Spirit. God really wants tonight to use some of you to, for signs, wonders, and miracles to be seen through you. Now, but it's going to have to take somebody who's really committed to God 100%. So don't embarrass yourself. But if you know that you know that you know that the anointing of God flows through your hands, then I want you to come up here and stand. And then I want somebody who needs a miracle to come and stand before you. And I want you to believe for that person's miracle.